I just want to start from the outset to say that any decision we make today may change tomorrow. In order to have the best expert advice, we have commissioned...
Supercoach 360.
If the time's going up, it's recording.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the show.
Oh, mate, 100%.
We need to find out why they think it's okay to say anything.
It's certainly one of the greatest challenges in the history of the game.
That's what they want to try and do.
Megastar to megastar!
In this regard, we're leaving every option on the table.
Excellent. Oh,
what was that, buddy?
That was something special.
You know what?
That's not talent.
Uh-oh.
Supercoach 360.
The best way to handle these things is to stay measured, stay calm, you know, live your life as normal.
Unless we start finding it off the people... who actually
just do it.
It makes their little ordinary life feel a little bit better for that moment.
Makes you
cool. Supercoach 360 podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That any decision we make today may change tomorrow. In order to have the best expert advice, we have commissioned...
Supercoach 360.
The time's going up. It's recording.
And now, ladies and gentlemen... time for the show.
Oh, mate, 100%.
We need to find out why they think it's okay to say anything.
It's certainly one of the greatest challenges in the history of the game.
That's what they want to try and do.
Megastar to megastar!
In this regard, we're leaving every option on the table.
Excellent.
Oh, what was that, buddy?
Something special!
You know what?
That's not talent.
Uh-oh.
Supercoach 360.
The best way to handle these things is to stay measured, stay calm, you know, live your life as normal.
Unless we start finding it off the people... who actually
just do it. It
makes their little ordinary life feel a little bit better for that moment.
Makes them cool.
Supercoach 360 podcast.
Yep.
Yo, what's cracking, super coaches? How are we out there? Hope everyone didn't get fingered by Freddy this week. I know a few of us did, though. Juzzy, how'd you come out of the fingering?
It was rough. I mean, two straight in. No lube, no warning. Not even dinner first, really.
Yep. Feel that, don't you worry.
Yeah. So Walker Gutho for me. Cook played already last game, so shouldn't be surprised that Cook's back. But did get spared Nico. I figured I'd lose Nico, but
yep.
I've lost Walker instead. they both play this week, so it's 6-1, half of the other. But when Nico got dropped game two, I was hoping that I'd have both, you know?
Yeah.
Is what it is, I suppose. How'd you go Supercoach-wise, buddy?
Not overly great, pans out. Like, I scored a 14, 20-odd.
Yeah.
Still seeing the reds.
No way you saw reds.
See, I dropped 800 spots.
Yeah, see, I dropped about 500.
And I was heavily disappointed. Because, you know, I thought, 1,400's okay. And I looked around a few leagues and I wasn't getting whooped. Like, I won 5 out of 10 leagues, but I wasn't getting whooped by heaps. And then I seen Con score and I seen a couple of other big, big scores out there. And they were in the 1,700. And far out, that's such a big jump from where I'm at. Like, 1,700's a 300 more points, you know, and now I sort of see where the people that have jumped me with 17 and high 1600s are the reason for my demise more so than my shitty score of 14.
Yeah, you know, that's it. I mean 14 was decent. I think average was 1150. But yeah, then there's some people out there with 1700s, 1800s, so yeah, we're talking 600 point swings for some people, possibly.
Oh, massive, massive. And then you've got this week where even if you planned well, you're in trouble. Like, there's some... I had 13 players up until the other day. I was down to 10. Then TLT graced me with a Blake Wilson.
All cheering.
So I go back to 11 with trades. But don't want to use trades, seeing as we're only head-to-head in the Banner Boys comp. I'm not really going for overall at this point. it'd be more a pride thing if I did do trades this week. But I'm still a sniff in a couple of head-to-heads worth some cash. So I might just bite the bullet this week, play me 11, and just wait till them head-to-heads that I come up next week. And hopefully they've got a lot of Raiders and Souths players and whoever else is playing. So
if you use three this week, how many you got left?
I'm not using three this week, but I've got eight at the moment and a boost. So
Eight and a boost.
Look, when push comes to shove, it's going to come back down to when NAFE comes. I'll probably have to use me boost that week just to get NAFE in.
Yeah,
is the way I see it. I've anticipated for that like weeks ago when I sold NAFE. I thought, well, that's what I'll hold me boost for because I sort of had me buy plan and semi set. So yeah, that's where I went with that, and I'll hang on to that boost until NAFE's ready. Rumours are it's 20 against the Finns. If not, it's 21 against the Dogs. So I don't want to not have him for either of those games, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Not to take any away from the Finns, but they've had a big year, you know.
It's been Sean O'Sullivan against his old club.
That too, and I just think it's been a big year for the Finns. Like, take nothing away from where they're at and what they've done, but they've had lots of injuries and their depth was tested. And we've seen once their depth got tested a little bit too far, they had nothing, you know. They sort of dropped off a little bit. So, flying Penrith with a knife back. Yeah.
See, I've been thinking about a sneaky because I was looking at maybe trading out Damien Cook. But I was like, well, when I think about it, he's probably my run home hooker.
Where are you going, mate?
Like, exactly. I was thinking Jeremy Marshall King, but he's still got that shoulder injury and I don't trust it, right?
Just think back to last year. I'm not 100% because I haven't done the research, but Payne Haas had these rotator cuff dramas that he's got, like the eight in the joint, you know, and granted, he played all year, but he played shit, you know, and he's got to pass the ball as well as tackle. So it's a big ask for Jeremy Marshall King to come out and do mad shit with fuck shoulders, you know?
Yeah.
So he's look, he's a good player in his own right, but I just think he's hurt. And we've seen with people when towards the end of last year and years that you've watched footy, Jazzy, when they get these certain injuries in certain places, yeah, they play, but they're 80%.
Yeah.
And you're playing against blokes that are 100, you know, or at least 90, you know, and they expose you. And once he starts getting exposed, like maybe I can see if he is going to play on, maybe they do with Jeremy Marshall King what they do for Harry at Origin and maybe just bring him on with 60 to go after the sting of the games out a bit, you know. So, I don't know. But I wouldn't buy Jeremy Marshall King personally now. I've jumped on Wade Egan the other week, which has been a disappointment. And he hasn't even had a head knock. So, very disgusted with Wade. So, yeah, what do you got for us there, bud? What are we chatting about this week?
Well, I'm chatting Finns and Cody Nikorima as a sneaky hooker option for the run home, especially if he's actually playing fullback. Am I crazy?
Look, no.
Just because of the lack of...
Have you looked at the Finns' run?
No, no.
I'm semi convinced it's not easy. I think they have... I think they've got the Raiders, and I think they've got Penrith. I think they have another top four side in there. Might have Shark.
Titans, Penrith, Bulldogs, Newcastle, Roosters, Tigers, North Queensland, Warriors.
That's
so,
the Finns run.
Yeah, it's not a terrible run.
Bad. It's not too bad. But does the hammer stay at centre? Like, when all said and done and everyone's fit, does he stay at centre and Cody Nikorima stay at fullback, or does Cody go to the bench utility role? And then you've got to get him out.
Yeah, ASAP.
And then there's a trade you might not want to use, does he? But granted, you bring him in this week, he probably could do well for you over the next month. If you want to upgrade, if you're looking to maybe upgrade with him, maybe. But
But that's the question. If anything, I'm considering him because he's playing fullback and I can get him a hooker and as many fullbacks as I can have in my team, the better.
Oh, he's putting up good scores too when he plays fullback.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like last couple of weeks. So his three round and his five round, he's right up there behind Harry. Otherwise, if you look at overall average, you're really looking at probably Robson or Cook. And I mean, for me, that's a bit sideways at this point. Look, if anything, Cook's been excelling.
You've got Cook. For me, you got to look at in 2, maybe 3 weeks' time. I think Trell's back. So once they're full strength, Cookie is a bit better because their full strength team's doing what their full strength team does. I wouldn't sell Cookie.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm thinking.
I wouldn't sell Cookie at the moment. He's doing pretty well, isn't he? Has he chugged along for you?
Yeah.
But yeah, I probably wouldn't sell him at the moment. I'd take the hit or look to move on somewhere else.
See, Souths are pretty much just going through their rough run. They got Dogs, Broncos, Tigers, Sharks, Dragons, Newcastle, Roosters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was thinking about... For some reason that South had a rough draw, but no, South draw's decent.
I think the last, it just ended. I think the trail missed their whole rough draw.
No, that's what I was just thinking, but I went back. If anything, their rough draw was...
Start of the year?
Well, 8, 9, 10, where they played Panthers, Broncos, Storm, but then like Tigers, Para, Raiders, Titans, Dragons, North Queensland.
Well, North Queensland and then Warriors. Good on them.
Yeah, I must admit, like, North Queensland and Warriors are probably up in there as top eight, Canberra, Parramatta.
Canberra's sneaking along too, man. Like, they're coming fifth. They're darking on. They're doing a pretty good job in Canberra.
Well, let's talk about quickly then one of the trades that I am looking to make this week, which is Joseph Tarpany in the front row.
Wouldn't say no to you.
I'm thinking about bringing him in to partner Haas... And Harris. No, I've moved Harris back to the back row. Haas and AFB.
Yeah, don't mind it. He does have a bye next week and could see inflated minutes this week because Horse is out.
Yeah.
But still does the same thing. Like we seen last year, them last 10 rounds of Joe Tarpany. He was the form front rower.
Yeah.
Of the comp. And if you didn't have him, you fell behind. And I stuck with Haas, even though he was 15 points off Tarpany, way behind by the end. So, yeah, I can see a world where Tarpany's a solid buy.
Yeah, I just think then I've got my front row set. I've got 3 gun front rowers.
Well, you can
and I'm
play
just working on my gun back rowers, but I'm waiting after Origin for some of them.
You like can play all three of them week to week, confident.
Yeah, that's
and
what I mean.
You're getting 65, 70 points every week.
Yeah.
And it's a good base to have there. You know, it's guaranteed points bar head knock.
That's it. We're talking 200 points a week between the three of them, just pretty much locked in.
Yeah.
And you get that gives you the chance to run the risk with Grant and Cook. And I mean, those guys will do their base work as well.
That's also where you get to pot on with your centers. You know, you sort of get to throw that lefty who might go big that week, you know? And that's where you've sort of covered yourself by throwing that. And if he does go big, we'll cheer in for you. But if he doesn't, you've covered yourself with that 200 points in the front row.
Yeah.
And if one of them bags a try that week, you've...
Turned up.
You've covered yourself easily.
Yeah. You know? Well, yeah. TLT. I mean, who have you lost? Cook, Horsburgh, Hopgood... Cody Walker, Gutho, and Drinky, I think, are probably the big Supercoach relevant ones.
Hopgood's playing. He has 19th man, he's permission to play for his club this week.
Yeah.
So he's a definite start for Para, which could even be a cap for some people, depending on the week you're having. But he'll definitely get good points. But yeah, I ended up losing. Well, just the general ones for feeder. My buy schedule was pretty shit. I lost Guffo. I'm pretty dirty on that, if I be real. Like, where has Gufferson come from in the conversation for Origin at all over the whole series, man? Like, he's not even got a mention, but here he is playing. But good on him, like he earns it, man. His efforts second to none on the footy field, like forever. Got his hand up, and playing with Mitch Moses would be good for both of them at Origin.
I mean, I just hope that he doesn't get nicked. I hope he doesn't just only get 12 minutes, like Udoa Kamanu, 12 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can't do that.
Yeah, that's probably what's going
to
happen.
I think Gutho and Jake Trbojevic around camp, though, it's going to be a very different vibe to the team. Which is probably good.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Jakey, if you watch Jakey play, you feed off what he does. You know, he's first one in, he's doing the hard yards, he axes people. Like, you see he's got the mad tackle on him, but getting a bit older now, but that's why I think Freddie's brought him back, and that's the other thing, the reason I think Guffo's there is the effort. If you got a bloke who's not as talented as you are, but his effort has got him there because he's always put himself in these places, he's, you know, and Guffo over the years has got much more talent. You know, he wasn't as talented as he is today 4 or 5 years ago. Like, his hands have got better. He's got a kicking game and stuff now. Like, he's a decent utility man, you know. This thing's dropping on me. He's a decent utility now. Like, I can see him even coming on in the halves if they needed it, you know. But, yeah. That's just me. I'm spewing about Guffo making it. There's heaps, but there's Horse and that made Queensland side. I don't think anyone from Queensland side seen that coming. I thought Hopgood would have probably made it before him. I thought he would have made the first one if he was making it this series, and he didn't. So,
nah, look, it's pretty much his first season. They've brought him into camp. They're preparing for the future with him, and they know that. But they got to give his body at least a season of first grade without the pressures of Origin. How many people are, like, in the front row debut for Origin the same year they debut?
Oh, he's been around, but...
Yeah, but not for long. Not playing consistent first grade. It's a completely different beast on the body.
Yeah, he's been around, but long enough. Look, good on him. Good
I reckon he's him. There next year. I reckon he's on the bench next year, especially keeps playing the way he is.
I don't know. He's good. He's got better this year. Like, his Supercoach points show.
Yeah, well, that's it. He's gotten regular starting spot, and yeah, but that's what I mean. It's first year with a regular starting spot. He's played pretty much every game so far. He's done well.
Right. He's going well. But yeah, that for me, if you're going to bring in Tarpany, I'd be watching. His scores may not be as good over the next month once Horse comes back from Origin, a different beast.
Well, see, and this is my other conundrum, is if I don't do it and I do go for someone like Horse, but also I can get Horse in the second row. So I think I put him in the second row, Tino, Harris, Defi.
No, I mean, from a club perspective, like, is Horse then going to come back from Origin a different beast and take away from Tarpany a bit?
Oh, it might help Tarpany out, though, in a certain way. You know what I mean? Like, I'm thinking about they're probably both super coach relevant, but where do I? Because I could get Horse this week, but then I'm down a number. All the trades I'm using this week are to get me a number as well.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm umming and ahhing. Well, to be honest, I've actually got a bit of a, you know, bit of a problem. Is do I use two trades to get me numbers up to 11? Or do I use three trades all on players playing this week?
When I'm are you honestly worried about your overall position? Like, is it something that you wanna finish?
I mean, I've
is it not a factor.
Yeah,
it
no, is a factor I'm just wanna... shooting for the highest overall position.
Yeah. Oh well, fuck, man, you've got to do trades this week. Then you're gunning for overall. This is a week for you to make moves. Well, sorry, Matty Drew. He's out there pumping out 6 players this week, bro.
No.
Fucking swear. Like, we've been chatting socials, man. Like, I put a post up the other day. A lot of people very happy with 10. They'll be very happy to field 10 players. So if you can field 12 to 13, Juzzy, this is where you can make some moves, mate. I'm not saying people above you aren't in a position where they've got 13. But a lot of people that we have in and around our groups who tend to do well each year, like Matty does do well, year to year, but there's others out there, and a lot of them are happy with 10 to 12, 10 to 11. If we can walk away with 12, 13, that gives you two more bites of the cherry than a lot of other people even got the look at. And then next week, we've still got the next week drama of the Souths players, the Raiders players, and the probably two people that have got Dragons. Sorry, guys. But they're the three teams on the buy next week. Now, a lot of people come out of Souths. I know a lot of people talking about buying Cam Murray this week. It's like, why are you buying Cam Murray? He's literally got 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
You know, that's just a crazy trade.
Well, see, it's that thing of building the team. Like building the dream team for the run home, right? But so that's what
he gets his head knocked off in Origin.
I know. Look, I'm not doing it, and I understand why. But you know,
I was talking to Watto about it. He field side a bit far in advance, and I was like, "Well, anything can happen from here to there."
Yeah.
Look at the dual bag situation and all of it. You know,
so
like
I think over the next few weeks, planning your trades is pretty crucial. So I'm looking to get in three people that I see in my dream team and my keepers list.
What's your coin? What's your coin situation?
I've got about 400 at the start, and I've got two ways I can go. I actually think I'd make a little bit of money this week, bringing in Tarpany and Mulatalo as my other option, and then I can either nuff Taruva or I can bring in another player. And I've tossed up a few options. Hold on, let me see if I can pull it up. But I'm not entirely sure which way I actually want to go. Because I could get rid of Cook and bring in someone. No, Cook was someone that was playing this week. I could bring in someone like Defi. Same thing. Or Munster. But so that's what I'm thinking. Do I just bank some coin this week? Enough to Ruva. Seeing as how he's on the buy anyway. And then have 600K, 650K, 670K. Next week to just go bang Munster Defi straight after Origin.
Well, you might be able to go Nath Defi.
If Nath comes back, that throws into the equation as well.
But does that throw a spanner in your works as well? Because then you really want a Nath. You can't get all three.
No, I definitely can't get all three. So I'd have to make the trade and the sacrifice then and when it does happen. I'm hoping I get one more week out of Cogger, really.
Yeah.
Round 21 would be grass against the Dogs.
I don't think you're getting it. I'd be honest with you. I thought that'd be the round to bring back Nath.
Yeah, it's what I'm saying.
You know, so
I could bring him back there and hopefully get one more price rise out of Cogger.
Yeah.
And then that'd be doable. Plus, it gives me another week to make cash off whoever I need to. And then, yeah, I'm just going to upgrade. Like Cardi to
just
Defi and Schuster to Munster, which should only cost 150K. Oh,
just,
a bit more.
Just on the Nath, the whole Nath thing, like day dot, Nath comes back, you're jumping straight back on, or you want to watch a week?
Nah, if he's back to play, then I think he's back to play. I don't think they'd let him back because it risks their finals chances too much.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. I'd rather them hold him back an extra week.
Because he does have the 122 BE.
Yeah.
But the way I see it, if he comes back either against the Dogs or the Finns, he's...
Chance
he's
of
an almighty shot of getting that 120.
Yeah.
So.
Full strength Origin charge team on the park. Just it's a question what happens with Luai, man. Like, is this going to affect Luai's confidence, or is Luai...
No offence to you, Jerome, but what fucking confidence does Luai have anyway? He's always been Nath's 5'8", you know? Nath creates a lot of what they've done over the last few years, like, yeah, Jerome doesn't create as much as Nath, if you know what I mean. So, his job's the same. He shouldn't be going into any show. Once Nath comes back, he should go back to his usual self. It's the fact that he's got to try to lead a team around with Cogger, who he doesn't really know that well, you know, like, football-wise.
Yeah.
Haven't played for the last 10 years together. So, yeah, it's a big ask. Like, yeah. Like, he is a marquee 5'8", but he's not as great as everyone thinks he is, either in my opinion. Like, he's a long way off. He's only young. He's 24. Wait till he's 28, 29. He'll be a better 5'8", you know? He'll pick and choose his moments better. He'll hopefully mature a bit and shit, but, yeah. Nafe's the reason they go so well, always has been. We've always noticed when Nafe said, don't get me wrong, when Sean O'Sullivan came in, he was much of a Nafe mould. But you still noticed it wasn't the same, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're not, you know, 6'4", whatever Nafe is.
Yeah, 100 kilos.
Yeah, exactly. Like, different beast. Don't get me wrong, Cog is doing a great job. Like I said, if I can get another week out of him, sweet as, I can make Nafe happen. Make Nafe, DP and Munster happen all in the next 2 weeks.
Got any liveies? Got anything on the live for us?
Yeah, you want to get into question.
Yeah, I'll go have a look. We'll go get questions up just so we sort of cover that and then we'll touch into some Origin footy and shit. Like. Okay, have you got anything?
Trey Wheelhouse says, thoughts on JMK to Brayley. See, this is the conundrum we're talking about with Hooker is, yeah, who do you go with?
Oh, I like Brayley.
Yeah, you reckon he's going to come home strong, finish the season?
He's gotten better this year. Like, don't get me wrong, still has a pretty shitty floor, but I think you'll notice everyone has. Like, Harry's got the same 35 in him, 40 in him.
It's true, we've seen it.
Harry's got the biggest ceiling. I like Brayley, but he's in a high-scoring points team. Like, against certain sides, they pump on some points, old Sharkies, mate. And, yeah, I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all, to be honest. In fact, like, he's not... that none of them are as good as Harry, so if you haven't got Harry, I'd be definitely putting the...
Sharks have an up-and-down run. Tigers, Warriors, Manly. So it's all right for the next few weeks. Then Panthers, Souths, Titans, North Queensland, Newcastle, and then the Raiders. And that'll be the Raiders... pushing for finals at that point too.
But he's also a hooker.
Does his job against the harder teams as well in base.
Yeah, and he's been using the kicking game and everything this year that we haven't seen out of Brayley over the past 3 years since he's come to grade. So I like Brayley, personally. He offers an option. I went Wade Egan as a semi-pod sort of thing, so I'd, I really don't mind Brayley either, you know?
All right, and that'd put him 5 Sharks. Is that too many?
No, they got no buy.
Yeah.
They got no buy, like you just said, but they got an up-and-down run, and we all know that a couple of them Sharks you've probably got, which may be a winger or two, if you've got two. One of them definitely not getting points. But, yeah.
Yeah,
5
but
Sharks
also,
is not too many.
Yeah, there's a few games in there where they're up against stronger defensive outfits.
Well, it's the same scenario as years gone by. I've had up to 7 Panthers in my team.
Yeah.
I've had X amount of Roosters and Melbourne players in my team. Like, if that's where the points are coming from, if that's where attacking stats and high supercoach points are coming from and have been all year, there's no reason you can't have 4 or 5 of these people if they have no buy left. And the Sharks are buy free from here, so it's not a bad shout.
Yeah. All right, Chris Moa, would you hold Cody Walker or Selta Ponga? Already have Munster. I'd be going to KP personally. He's gotten way stronger since he's gone back to fullback. We all know KP's a fullback.
I think you got a week on this, hopefully. Hopefully it's not a trade you have to pull trigger on this.
Souths are on the buy next week.
Yeah, I know, but Cody's not playing this week, so... neither's KP. You know what I mean? It's not a... I'd wait and see how Cody and the Blues go first, because... I don't know. Confidence seemed to come back from camp a bit shit for some people. Especially from the Blues. I'd wait and watch and see on Cody. If he has a shocking game at Origin, I might flick him if I had him. If he doesn't, if he has a good game, then might be worth the hold. I know he doesn't play next week or whatever. Or he'll play next week, won't he? No, he doesn't.
No, he's on the bye next week.
He'll have the bye next week, but I think they've actually got 2 byes left, which makes him a bit of a shit prospect. So he might be worth the sell, actually. He might not even worry about Origin. And it might just give you the leg up you need for next week to bring in other players. So if they do have a second bye, I think I'd let... Oh, they have a bye in the Supercoach head-to-head grand final week.
In 26?
Yep. Souths do.
Yeah, 26, yeah.
So, yeah, it's... Yeah.
So, he's a sell at some point. just a question of, yeah, whether you wait. I mean, yeah, see, he's not playing this week, so you could do it this week, but like you said, Newcastle aren't playing this week. But if that's your plan for the trade, and I think this is the issue a lot of people are going to be facing this week, is if that's your plan for the trade, because we're getting low now and we've all got X amount of guns left to bring in.
And it's crunch time. Like, you really got to build your side quickly before you get left out of your eights or whatever. So I can see in a world where you do bring in a KP this week for a Cody. Is it worth money to you? Like, is Cody worth more than KP? I think he is. I think you'll find he's a little bit more. So you'll make a little bit of money off it too, I think.
No, KP's 30 grand more expensive.
Oh, there you go. Well, yeah, but if that's your plan and it's, say, next week you can free yourself up to bring back Origin players or whatever, pull the trigger this week. If it's not, then wait a week, see. That makes sense. You got any more, or should I chime in with mine?
Yeah, go with yours.
Brad Smith, Braddo, Off the Bench Podcast. If Supercoach were a Batman villain, would it be the Riddler, the Joker, or Batwoman? Just a fucking tea. It's definitely the Joker. Like, the amount of weeks that shit goes wrong for me, bro. I'll have to give it that. You giving it anything? No. Sean O'Verrett. Even though Freddie fucked us all with no 5'8 or fullback, now still got 13 unless SJ goes home for Bub's birth. Running SJ, Hines, Munster and Walker in the halves, Ponga and Guffo at fullback at the moment, but with bugger all trades left. I was thinking of holding out to get those Origin guns back, Fifi, Tino and Cleary. That's more of a head-to-head player at the moment, though. I'm sitting around 15,000. I'd be getting Cleary back the week he comes back, Shauno. I think
Tino's a good shout too. Like, Tino's a guy who I got on last week. Like, there's a few players that you've just had to figure out. Well, am I going to hold through Origin, or am I going to bite the bullet? Am I going to bring him in and lose him to an Origin or whatever? Because, yeah, like, I think we all want Munster. We can't have Cleary at the moment, so Munster. And then the other question is, well, is it Walker or is it KP that you're aiming for at 5'8"? I've actually sneakily shoved KP down to my fullback this week, offloaded Gutho, because I can't afford to hold Gutho through Origin, I don't think.
1 week. He'll definitely back up.
And then they've got the bye in round 27, and their run doesn't look great. They've got a tough run home.
You don't think Guffo's worth the hang on?
Oh, I'm not sure. I don't think he's in my plan for fullback. I think KP would be much closer to my original plan, but he was playing 5'8 for half the year. So, yeah, Warriors, Titans, North Queensland, Melbourne, Dragons, Broncos, Roosters, Panthers.
Mm.
So it's not really an easy run home for him. He could come back supercharged from Origin, but like you said, the confidence thing. Like, I've got to take that gamble, but...
Well, I do think... Now, we all know I love me New South Wales, but I do think they're a fucking tough ask. Tough ask for him to win. Like, this is the same Queensland side back-to-back weeks now. Back-to-back games, I mean. We've chopped and changed again 1,000 times, so... Again, we run out with a different team. Virtually, so
you don't get to fucking say that.
Why don't I?
Because you didn't get Luai there. You had Luai stuff there. Like, are you unhappy with the changes made? Hudson Young, Uto Kamanu.
Personally, I would have if Freddie was serious about going around again in his job. Like, I would have cut some fucking teeth. I would have blooded some new blood. Get him ready. Like, Guffo's been there before. Jakey's been there before. Like, I know we talked about in camp and they need to get it going, but fuck, man, it's time for a change.
Has Gutho actually played Origin, or has he only been around the squad?
No, he's had a game.
Has he?
Yeah, he's had a game. He had a game, I think. I'm pretty sure he had a game.
You got no fucking idea.
He's had one game.
You're hoping.
But yes, I'm semi-confident. Facebook. anyone out there, Parramatta fan, or just a Gufferson fan, semi-confident. Our next question comes from Mick Mares. These bye rounds should be suspended. Do you agree with that?
They are in some head-to-heads.
Yeah, but even for, like, overall players.
He's just had shit bye planning.
I think you'll find a lot of...
It's part of the game, bro.
A lot of people that thought it was going to be a lot easier than it was. Because, yeah, it looked easy on paper. There was all these buys the same weeks, but I don't think people looked the week after to where there were these mini buys.
Yeah.
And it just come back to cruel heap of people, you know. And that's where a lot of boosts and stuff went, just for people trying to keep their Supercoach season alive. Because that following week, you'll find it was most of the teams you were heavily reliant on for that previous week, they got the buys.
Yeah.
So it sort of left you a bit shortchanged week in, week out. So, look, yes and no. I can see where you're coming from, like, it could be a world where it gets suspended, but where's the fun in it? Where's the fun in
thinking about changes that
over planning and shit?
No, that's it. Yeah, then you don't get to plan the bye rounds, and there isn't those chances to make changes there. Like, you'd just be building your dream team all year. There's no challenge in the middle.
That first one, the first bye round, I went in decent. Fucking really didn't look in the 14. You know, and I had to boost me way. I think I ended up boosting halfway through round 13 once I realised how short I was the following week. So I used a boost up in 13 and brought in someone that was playing the week after just so I had numbers, and then I had to reboost in 14 because I was so heavily stacked with Manly and shit like that. Like, I had Turbos and Garricks and shit like that.
Instead of using 5 trades in 2 weeks, you used 7.
Oh, yeah, well, because I didn't have me planning right. Like, I'd looked, I had me planning, I had 12 and I was happy to run 12 without using a boost in round 13, if I remember.
But someone dropped out.
And then something happened and I looked into the next week and I thought, shit, that's half my week, half the people that I'm playing and counting on this week. They're playing, not playing next week, so I thought I'd better do some moves, and I think I sold Origin player or something. I can't remember what I did, but yeah, I ended up making moves over that couple of weeks, which in hindsight, if I didn't do, I'd be way further behind than I am now, you know, so yeah. Clayton Gable, looking to trade out Welch to complete my front row lineup for the rest of the season. Who do you think is a genuine front row keeper? I have Haas on my target list, but didn't want to bring him in right now, given the current situation with his injury. I was thinking Tarpany is the best option available, or is there someone else who I've overlooked? I already have AFB, Tino, and Horsburgh. I can move Horse down to the second row once Haas comes to accommodate the prop I require this round. Thanks, boys. Love your work. No. To be brutally honest,
Tohu would be the only other one.
Tohu's not even chugging along that great. Like, he's really playing second fiddle to AFB.
Yeah.
So he'd be a semi fucking downgrade. It wouldn't be a downgrade. It'd just be sideways to go from Welch to Tohu at the moment. They're sort of only 5-10 points apart, whereas Haas is way in front, you know. And Tino and Horse, like Tino and AFB, you could...
What injuries Haas got?
Ankle back 21.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not even playing Origin.
Shit.
So, yeah, big loss, but... Yeah, I'd wait, I'd definitely wait, but I think you can sort of hang on, man. I think having AFB, Tino and Horsburgh there, if you do want to bring in Tarpany, it's... He's not available next week, but yeah, I think you can probably hang on there. Just wait for Haas. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I'd probably wait for Haas.
Like, it's not sideways going...
Although, if Haas is out till 21, I feel like you've got to make a trade before then.
It's not sideways going Welch to Tarpany, but then I think you've sort of just got to give up on the idea that you're going to have Haas at some point, because you've got the fucking, you've still got the cream of the crop with AFB, Tino, Tarpany and Horsburgh.
See, that puts a bit of a kink in my plans, because I was relying on Haas to back up from Origin and play for me next week in the front row.
Nah, he's gone till 21, bro.
Yeah.
Done an ankle, so.
So maybe I don't get Tarpany and I'm in the same boat as you and I need to work out who that is. Because Horse would be one of the other people I'm aiming for. I can always move Tohu. I had Tohu
up there.
He's
got Horse. He's got AFB, Tino and Horse already.
Yeah, so Tohu Harris is my other one.
So Horsburgh won't be playing next week. If you brought Tarpany in, he wouldn't be playing next week either.
So, yeah.
AFB and Tino definitely. Well, Tino should back up this Origin after this next Origin, I think. So you'd have two next week. I just don't know what the output on Tino would be like. AFB would still be your premium. But, yeah. So you'd only be bringing Tarpany in for this week, and then next week he's no good to you, and then if you were going to get on Haas, it'd be a one-week play. So, unless you're just content to not have Haas in your side, I'd go Tarpany. Ashley Nicholson, thoughts on Cam McGuinness now that Finucane is suspended for 2 weeks? I think he answered your own question there.
It's only 2 weeks.
It's 2 weeks. Is the trade worth it? Then McGuinness goes back to sort of being a bit of a plodder. Like doing a job, but not a premium, you know? So, yeah, if you've got the trades to burn and you're looking for that super pot over the next 2 weeks, go that way. But if you've got 10 or under trades, I wouldn't be doing it. Because I don't see Cam McGuinness being a keeper from here to there, do you, Juzzy?
Nah.
Nah. Slotso, Adam Magrin, Slots, how are you, bros? Not wasting any trades this week, and we'll take the loss if needed. See, that's an attitude I think a lot of people...
He's a head-to-head player straight out, yeah?
But in saying that, if you're not too far, like if you do have 9 or 10 already, you can sort of maybe take a hit, man, if you pick your captain right. Like I'm VC and Nico into probably Charnsey. But if Nico gets a ton, I'll loop it.
Yeah.
You know, looping 100 in a bye week's probably feasible. Brad Uxley, can we all just agree to cancel the round? So it's an ongoing thing. Sangster, petition. The boys want bye week suspended. Personally, I think it's a bit of fun just to see how loose you can come up against some teams that are pretty loose, man, in the byes.
Cram... Stelmick? Malk? I'm not sure. I'm sorry. I've butchered your name.
How do you do this?
Yeah. would you get rid of your Tigers, Bateman and Buller, even though they played this week?
Bro, I'm in a predicament. Own Bateman. Very disappointed in the Tigers last week. Don't think they'll go back-to-back that shit.
No, they've got to show some results this week, don't they?
Buller, different story. But where do you go, bro? Everyone's playing Origin or...
Yeah, on a bye this week.
You know, so personally, if you,
KP or Gutho would be.
I haven't looked at Buller's BE. I know it's high, but is it achievable? Is all I'm going to ask you. He only needs that try and line break. You know, he does pretty good. He's got pretty good base, so I think you can probably, depending on his BE, if it's over 120, I'd probably look to sell. But if it's, he's got 100 in him. In some lapses, the Sharks lapse a bit. They play in the Sharks this week, aren't they?
Who?
The Tigers.
Yeah, first game.
Yeah, so the Sharks do have some lapses in them. And they'll be on a massive high from last week, too. That's
I was about to say, thing. They've put some scores on teams lately, too.
So, yeah, that's a bit of a tough one. But, yeah, I'm looking at... I got TPJ as well. I bought TPJ fucking month ago as a pod, and he's just been... more and more putrid as the week's going on. I'm heavily disappointed in myself for that one because there was another way I could have went and I fucking potted it and went TPJ and it's killed me.
All right, hold on. Before you go on, I was talking about fullbacks with Buller. Mark Vowles, who's the fullback to bring in this week got Edwards and Gutho at the moment. So obviously both on the bye.
Oh, I think you just bite the bullet and fucking go somewhere else, Vowsy bro. Congratulations, by the way.
Yes, congratulations.
Another junior Vows waiting to drift around. But yes, I think you can easily overlook fullback this week and look somewhere else for points. Juzzy, you agree?
No, well, I think he's asking who's the fullback to bring in, and I think it's the fullback that you see yourself with for the run home.
I don't think under playing this week, though, for me.
But it doesn't matter. Like, if that's the trade you're looking to make this week, we don't know what sort of position he's in, but if you're looking for someone that plays this week, yeah, see, that's dangerous territory because I couldn't really steer you to a fullback that I would actually want to bring in.
The only one I'd suggest to bring in, and you should already have him, and I wouldn't bring him in as a centre, as a fullback, I'd bring him in as a centre wing, and that's Chansey. I know he had a shit game last week, but Chansey's their guy, you know, over there. And if you don't own Chansey, then I can see a world where you bring Chansey in this week and shift him up to the centre wing when needed, if needed. But, yeah, Chansey's the only way I'd go if I didn't have this week.
Yeah, it's it. Gutho's someone who might be looking to hold for the run home. And then,
but like you said earlier, he's got a shit draw. Like, it's up and down draw for Parramatta.
Yeah. South's, you know, like, Trail's not back.
21, they're saying.
So, if anything, I'd probably be holding until then, unless you don't have KP and you see him in your 5-8 spot. You could maybe trade one of them to KP this week.
See, KP,
but he doesn't play.
I think it might have been KP that I potted that week because I'm just fucking worried about his head's knock still. You know, his head knock's still there. It hasn't gone away. So, that's the thing that scares me with KP. Bring him in and fucking gets that head knock, you know?
He's gotten a few massive scores lately, bro.
Yeah, I know, but...
That's it. I mean, he's a gamble, but that's it. Yeah. He's one of those guns that usually is just a straight into your super coach team, but he's one of the few that's playing. You know, Puppy, Trell, Cleary, I mean, Munster, but he's at Origin at the moment. I mean, I'm spewing, I didn't have him in DP last week, but that was the gamble that I took. Selling them through this Origin period. But yeah, man.
I got one here from Lloyd Clark. What the fuck to do here? Probably selling Smith for AFB or Harris. But what do I do with Buller? Need to sell, but he's a number this week.
Yeah, see, I'd be holding off on that trade till next week and then going to whoever you sort of like, which at this stage would probably be Gutho.
See, he's already got Gufferson. But yeah, I'd be looking at his BE and I still think he's a good player. He was a good player when they were a shit team still. You know, it was off the back of him coming into the squad with Luke Brooks and others, but they were shit until Buller got there.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. That was the week they turned it around.
Well, it took a couple of weeks for him to start really making his mark, but once he'd fucking found his groove there, he was really, after 2 weeks, he was a regrettable not get on.
Yeah, so.
You know, so.
But, I mean, that being said, yeah, after last week's low score, I would be tempted to get off this week before he loses a shitload more cash, because his break even must be through the roof now.
Here's what I'll put out to you then, Lloydo. If you bought him for $200,000,
nah, because you need to look
keep
at
him. You keep him. You play him this week. Whatever.
You can't look at it
if
like that.
If you paid
though.
For him over $500,000, $600,000, you have to sell. You have to sell because you've already invested the money you've made into him.
Yeah. Okay. Fair call.
You catch me drift? Like if you pick him up for $200,000 and you still sell him for $550,000, that's a trade and then some. You know, like it's $300,000+. It's really, that's a good sale. Granted, you could have got more, but you've got a player, you've got other things that you don't have. That's the way to look at it. If you got him cheap, if you bought him in cheap and bottom dollar, then you can hold him this week. If you paid top dollar for him, then he's definitely a sell before he leaks the money that you've made elsewhere during your Supercoach season. Are you keeping up with me, Jazzy?
Yeah, I got you. Is it making sense?
Is it making sense, Bart?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, that's all the questions. What are yours?
I've got some more on live. Scott Smith, I've Ponga at fullback. Do I get rid of Walker, bring in Ponga to 5'8", have Munster, Johnson and Manu? Who do I bring in or wait? Oh, no. Have Munster, Johnson or Manu. I'm not entirely sure.
If he's bringing in Johnson or Manu, I'd definitely wait on SJ because he may not even play this week and Manu definitely don't play. Manu you can get at centres. And that's where I've got him, Joey. I did have him at 5'8", but in saying that, he wouldn't do you no wrong at 5'8", either, especially while he's getting the ball. He's chugging along at like 90. So, but SJ, if SJ plays this week, like you said, if he plays this week, may not play next week with the birth of his child. So, he's a gamble to bring in SJ.
Yeah.
Over the next couple of weeks. Yeah.
Bullers BE is a massive 151. And Marco Escalara said that Gutho played the whole 2020 series, which was the one we won.
Well, there you go. I knew he played some origin. There you go, played the whole series. I blame. Hard days. And head knocks. But, yeah. What else you got there?
SJ didn't travel, so he's not playing this week.
No, but he can go by himself on Friday, I've been told.
All right.
Yeah. Well, he's got till Friday from the club to get there, is my guess.
All right. Watto says he went really pod in his second rows to try and catch up. Didn't work, so... Does he go Hopgood or Nakora for Peachy? I think Hopgood's a must-have.
Nakora plays the rest of the year.
Nakora's good. I mean, Hopgood plays the rest of the year bar round 27.
Yeah. And anything could happen, but he could get called into Origin this week. It's one of them things. Just hear me out. What's the run of the Sharks again? What's the run of the Sharks again?
I don't fucking know.
Para with Hopgood don't matter. He tackles his points. You know, his points are all tackling. Whereas Nakora needs that attacking stat. So he honestly needs to run them lines and get them line breaks and tries and shit. Because he doesn't have the base of a Hopgood.
He's got a 5-round average of... Oh, no, that's Nicho Hines, don't worry. I thought those numbers were a bit high.
They're going to still be okay.
Sharks have got Tigers, Warriors, Sea Eagles, Panthers, Bunnies, Titans, Cowboys, Knights, Raiders.
So it's a mixed bag.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a mixed bag. So Hopgood's your safe bet there. Hopgood would be a safe bet.
Just remember he doesn't play 27. So if you've got that last trade left... You either got to cop him in round 27 and know that you're going to, or you need to have a trade up your sleeve to make that final trade for him in that round, provided you don't have any other Eels players that, you know, your Guthos and stuff like
Mitch
that.
Mitch Moses is slightly popular as well, actually.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, they win this game, they could come back supercharged from Origin, you're right. Not entirely sure. I mean, there's sort of still a somber feeling because they know it's not for the Shield.
Watto, that's what you got to look at, mate. Do you want the solid base points of a Hopgood, who give you solid points every week, or you want that Nakora, who's got a ceiling and get 2-3 tries in a game? You know, not as high as a base.
Runs a good line, though.
Still puts out very decent, respectable score when it's a tough game. Should get you 55 that week. So that's something I'd have to think about. If you're looking for that high ceiling player, I think the core is your man. But if you've already got a few of those guys where you run gambles, like I think then you need a Hopgood who sort of just locks you down with them 65, 70 points every week. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Thank you. So, yeah, what else you got in there?
Andrew Barkworth. G'day, guys. Looking to push in the top 1,000. If you had 14 this week already, do I trade in for dollars only to get all guns next week? Or go now but only get one gun a week? So, this is what I was talking about at the top of the show. Do you enough someone this week with that third trade to give you cash to just go gangbusters and get your team solid? Like, I don't know if I'd want to be getting one gun a week, because that means coming into the first, second week of finals, I might be 2-3 guns short.
Well, Barco, I think he just said it then, he's gunning for the top 1,000, so head-to-head's a different beast. Yes, I do make the moves if I'm getting someone who's not playing Origin, like a KP's, who's got a week off this week, rather than someone who's backing up from Origin, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That's the way I'd look at that. If
teams I'm come looking, back refreshed off the bye.
If I'm looking to strengthen, then I'd be looking at your KPs and...
I think since the bye is when KP's really fired up too.
Yeah, so that's what I'd be looking at there. If I'm looking to invest for the future, I'd be looking at teams that are on a bye this week more so than players that are playing Origin and are missing. So, yeah, that's what I'd be looking at.
All right.
Get there, Barco.
But yeah, I think if you've got 14 this week, you're cheering.
Yeah, you're like cheering. You
said, like, you're way above everyone else already, so I think you just go for the money and then build your dream team off the back of Origin as quickly as you can. And just run home. And finally, Nathan, sorry, I'm not going to try and butcher your name, bro. Because it's Ty and then something else. I'm guessing he's an Islander, some form. New Zealand or fucking Tonga or Samoan or something. But it's one of those names that I'm not fucking trying to butcher out of respect. What do you think of Verrills, hooker, and White in 5'8"?
Now, Verrills is a hooker. Like, that's the thing. And the Titans have really started to come good. Like, with them forwards running off him, man. Got Mo Fuduwaker, who's now playing Origin again. Yeah.
Supercharged from Origin.
You got Tino playing Origin. You got Defe playing Origin. A lot of blokes just willing to put their hand up this time of year for him, you know. So he could be a worthy shout. Like, I'd be having a look at if he's getting the minutes up there. Like, if his minutes have slowly improved over the last month of footy, if they have, then yeah, it could be a worthy shout. But you don't want it if he's not getting improvement of minutes. Because he is a decent hooker, he can easily give you 65 minutes a game. He used to do it for the Roosters a fair bit. So, but I do like him, and I do like what they're building around him with the forward pack. So, be a good shout.
Pulled out 60 last week.
That was with a try assist to Tino.
Averaging 49. 3 round of 52, 5 round of 51. So he's pretty much sitting around his engine.
What's his minutes at?
So I'm just going to look at. Played 80 last week, average is 67. So they have been increasing, and now he's up to 80 minutes.
Yeah.
Let me just double check and see if they got a hooker on the bench this week.
Aaron Clark comes on and does a roll at lock now. So they do always sort of have that utility hooker malingering.
They got Chris Randall, Aaron Clark, JoJo Fifita, Jacob Alec.
Randall's a hooker.
Yeah, see, I think Randall can play hooker as well.
Randall's, yeah, he was the hooker that came out of Newcastle last year.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, I'll probably wait, watch and see what Verrills is doing, especially with Randall on the bench. But in saying that, is Randall there?
I think Randall can play forwards as well.
But is Randall there when they're all back, when Defe and Tino are back, you know, because that pushes two blokes back to the bench, and that will have to push two blokes off the bench.
Now, Khaleesi Haas and Isaac Fasulmalawi and Jamin Joloff just pretty much all drop out. Joloff might go back to the bench, but
yeah, Joloff's
the other two probably just drop straight out.
Yeah, well, Khaleesi Haas done okay last game he played for him. He scored a try and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, starting back row this week. But yeah, like you said, they've got options.
Got any more?
No, man, that's about it.
Cool.
Yeah, that's about it. Tigers versus Sharks this weekend. Just quickly throw the chip in. It's been a while.
Got to jump on the Sharks here with the VC on Nico.
Yep. Dragons, Raiders.
Raiders easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Para Warriors.
I'm on the Warriors there just because they've lost Guffo and they've lost Moses and they've lost Campbell Gillard. A couple of big losses for them to score points. So I'm going to jump on the Warriors. And after the Warriors sort of got beat last week, I expect a bit of a bounce back, especially if SJ plays. I put them on for 13 plus if SJ plays. If SJ don't, the 12.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to go the other way. So Parra will get up at home. South versus the Dogs.
Go the Dogs.
Well, they're missing half their pack, really. They're missing half their guys.
Still get belted, mate. We've regressed.
Yeah, I think you will.
And just if anyone got upset with Dan Ganade, fucking poor Dan. Do you hear what Dan said?
No.
Well, Dan Ganade in the live telecast the other day turned around and said if, like, Perrin was an animal, take him out the back and shoot him. And at the time, I fully agreed. He was fucking having a shit game. Like, he fully didn't say it, like, to be harmful. You know, it was more of a joke, you know? And he's since then been fucking ridiculed, NRL integrity committees getting involved and everything.
Oh, no, not on Dan.
Yeah, like, poor Dan, all because he said something that we all wanted to hear as Dog supporters. Like, the whole team could have been taken out the back and shot last fucking Sunday.
Yeah,
same
that's
as
it.
The Tigers on Friday, mate, you know? And same as, not whatever day the Tigers played Saturday, same as the Dragons on fucking Friday. You know, all them teams have fucking put the queue in the rack and are waiting for Mad Monday. And what he said was fucking, and he's a Dog supporter if I'm fucking correct. So yeah, he said, you know.
The passion just got a bit much to him.
Fucking he's got every right to say that, mate.
Titans, Dolphins for the final game. See, Titans missing three
missing
big boys.
They go forward, but the Finns are missing. They're fucking speed man in
the hammer.
He's fucking scoring tries whenever he wants and fuck he's fast. I'm Finns and up, but Finns up. I'm on the Finns.
Yeah, sweet ass.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm on New South Wales.
Yeah, well that's it. We might get a show out next Tuesday. We'll see how we go. Otherwise, yeah, might be another
it'll
week
be
off.
It'll be the following Wednesday. But, yeah, as it stands, how do you feel about the Origin?
Look, I think...
Yeah. I fully get it.
Yeah. I wish we'd dropped Luai sooner. I think giving him that chance in game two might have crueled us. But ultimately, the biggest thing there was Damien Cook at centres, and that's where you got to question Freddie and what his thing is. It's still so crazy that he threw Cook out in the centres instead of Yo or Murray.
It was done for the speed. It was done.
But it didn't work. It was defensive liability, and it didn't fucking work. And that gamble should have been changed. So I don't know. Some mad wholesale changes now. I think it's rough that people are Hudson Young and Udo Ikemanu got dropped. TPJ, Nico, like, there's been a lot of casualties this year.
Steph had 12 minutes to really make a name for himself, and he did.
Yeah.
Nico had 11 minutes to really make a name for himself out there. Didn't. You know? Hudson Young's hard done by.
Yeah.
But Nico should have been there, picked from the start, persevere with him, but didn't. So, it's one of them things. Now, according to Freddie, the media is trying to drive a wedge between him and Nico, but you did that yourself, you know? Didn't even keep him around camp this time. He's been around camp for a couple of years now, too, if I recall. So, hard done by. And then, if I'm truly, truly honest, fucking hell, man, I don't expect us to win by much if we do win. Like, Queensland have really got a good side again. It's upsetting.
Marco Scalara says, if the Blues are serious about winning, Freddie will send Gutho home and keep Hopgood to play. But Hopgood plays for Queensland, so I don't know how Freddie's going to do that. But it's stupid having two fullback and two hookers. So, yeah, do you send home Gutho and bring in Spencer Lenu on the bench? As a strike weapon, I think, you know, like he's shown, especially in recent weeks, that he is that impact player. It was what they were using Liam Martin for last year, and if you've got Liam Martin starting, I don't think it's crazy.
I think you need a utility back on the bench after we've seen what happened in game two.
So then does Robson. See, it's unfortunate for whoever goes out there. Okay, I think the game two plan was to run two hookers, and then they didn't get a chance to.
No, Robson, to his credit,
did well.
Played 80 minutes or so he would have been fucked.
Hard done by her to, you know, knock Robson out, because he did a good job for what he, you know, what he ended up having to do. It's stuck between a rock and a hard place. I don't know if New South Wales can win. I want them to win, obviously, but I can see a whitewash coming. Unless New South Wales have to really step up. I'm hoping the older, more experienced heads now in the halves.
We're at the creek.
Like, Adokar's back. You've got some really experienced, good footballers out there.
Adokar's fuck never really done fuck all at Origin. Like, he scores a good fast try, but he's not that fucking barreling winger. Like, he's not doing what Selwyn Cobbo does. Like, you see the way he brings the ball back?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's not doing what Toto does, don't get me wrong. I know it's different, and you can't buy what he has. Like, you can't buy the speed, but what series in the last 3 years have we used his speed? I haven't seen him get kicked two once. I haven't seen him create enough space for him to really get away once, so you can have all the speed in the world if the talent isn't there to create the holes and shit for him or get the ball to him, then fucking he's no good yet.
And who's he up against on that wing? Cobbo and...
Oates. Coates. Xavier Coates is there.
Yeah.
So he's still a big... He's no Cobbo, but Cobbo's way better. And then you got Tuolungi, who fucking doesn't miss tackles. Really, he's a great defensive winger, Tuolungi. Like,
yeah, I think
he goes so underrated.
It'd be Cobbo against... Adokar will play the left.
Yeah, I don't know what way they're lining up. You don't know what... Freddie don't know what way they're lining up, bro. You fucking put Cook on the wing for, you know. Yeah. I don't know, man. Cook's series, we've cooked another one. Fucking fucked. Anyway, still watch it, but... It's nowhere near as invigorating or captivating or fucking...
Yeah, it's a dead rubber.
And
so.
If they fucking putrid it on and didn't let Queensland have their shield up there the other week, then that's putrid. How they got to come down here and sit in front of our shit crowd and cop their trophy, you know? They had the opportunity. They wrapped up the series in Queensland. They should have been given the trophy in Queensland so they could have partied with the Queenslanders.
They did. Don't you worry.
Yeah, but it's not the same. You know what I mean? Getting the trophy, and they easily could have had the ceremony in Queensland.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
But that's just because 1 year, hopefully that goes our way too. You know, hopefully we get a win again. Who knows?
All right.
Peace.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.